Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on June 22nd, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Nine storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Bad Advice. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from John Turk and is titled, Don't Do Anything Stupid. Thanks for listening.
About 3 hours ago, I got some advice from my orthopedic surgeon to get my shoulder operated on tomorrow morning. I hope that's good advice. That's not my story, okay? The Arctic Ocean is about 5 million square miles, about the same size as the United States, the continental United States. In the wintertime, this ocean is almost entirely frozen to solid ice. But in the summertime, under the influence of 24-hour sunlight, the ice breaks up into chunks, and it starts moving around, you know, driven by the spin of the earth and the winds and whatnot. And you have this maze of ice and water, and it's all slurring around. Some of these ice flows are like 6 feet thick and might be the size of a football field. Some of them are 50 feet thick and large enough to land an airplane on. Some of them are golf ball size. Okay, so you have this mix of ice. And the Arctic Ocean is largely landlocked. But there's a few straits where it's connected to the greater oceans of the world. One of these straits is the Nares Strait between Greenland and Ellesmere Island up in the Canadian Arctic. So in the summertime, this strait is 12 miles wide, so you have a whole continent of ice being jammed. It's being pulled by the spin of the earth, by the heat of the sun, by entropic forces, basic thermodynamics of mixing of fluids. These are cosmic forces driving this ice into this very narrow channel, and the ice can't fit. It's like trying to squeeze too much through the tube of a toothpaste, and it starts smashing up against the rocks, and chunks of ice as big as a football field, 6 feet thick, are flying around in the air, and they're breaking and smashing up against the cliffs, and ice chunks, little ice chunks, are dancing rainbows in the sky, and it's a big commotion. And Eric Boomer and I were in our kayaks trying to kayak south in this. We were trapped. So, you know, a couple weeks went by and people started getting worried about us, so they started giving us advice. We had a satellite phone. So the first advice was from a friend of mine, Paul Atella. He said, don't do anything stupid. Yeah, right. I mean, the last guy that got caught in the ice that I heard about, that, you know, fell out of his boat, within seconds, he was squished until his eyeballs popped out, right? It would be stupid to get in our kayaks and try to go out in that mess. But it would also be stupid to wait here in the high Arctic with no chance of rescue until we ran out of food and winter came on and we froze to death and starved to death. So don't do anything stupid is not really much of an advice in any way. It's like patting you on the butt and saying, good job, boy, you know? So... okay, so another couple days go on, and then we get a text from the Canadian Coast Guard commander. I figure, well, this is going to be really good advice. This is going to work. He says, hey, boys, all that ice is eventually streaming south, so find a big old chunk of mean rammer ice, multi-year ice, you know, and get out on that big old ice floe and ride that puppy all the way to Boston. So he said, we said, yeah, that's good advice. So we waited two more days, and then this big rammer chunk of ice comes through, and it was a couple hundred yards offshore. Well, getting that 200 yards wasn't easy. A lot of the ice in there was like the size of that table, and what you have to do is long line the boats. You get a big long line, and you run across that ice because you can't stop on it. It'll tip over. It's like a frog running across the water until you find a piece of ice about as big as a stage, and then you stop and you drag your boat. And it took us 3 hours to go 200 yards. We got on this rammer piece of ice, and we set up our tent, and it was going to take a long time to get to Boston. So we look at our GPS, and we're going a half a knot south. Well, a half a knot is 12 miles a day, you know. It's not that fast, but we're making it through the Nares Straits, so we're doing good. We go to sleep. Boomer shakes me awake, and he says, "Hey, John, we got a problem." And he's holding his GPS, you know, looking at it like it's a Bible. I said, "What's wrong, Boomer?" He says, "We're not going south anymore. We hit a back eddy. We're going 3 miles an hour north towards the North Pole." And oh no, so we jump out of our tent and we run around and all the ice relaxed. We were on this big floe in the middle of an ocean, you know, and there's no ice anywhere. And then the ice closed in, the tide changed, and kapowee! And our floe starts shaking and rolling like it's an earthquake and starts breaking into pieces, you know. And we pile everything in our kayaks, you know. Jumping in there fast, you know, and we get in our boats and the ice is going along and we start paddling and then we jump out of their boats because the ice is smashing into each other and rearing up and we start doing the frog dance across the little floes again, you know, and we're running across the floes. You know, we thought this was good advice from the Coast Guard commander, but it didn't seem like good advice. Oh, man. So finally, after several hours, we get to shore again. We're only 5 miles north of where we started from, you know. Oh. But the point of the story is, you know, don't listen to bad advice. But to say, don't listen to bad advice is a little bit like saying, don't do something stupid. It doesn't really help. Thank you.
Thanks, John. John Turk received his PhD in chemistry in 1971 and wrote the first environmental science textbook in North America. He has since engaged in extreme outdoor expeditions. John's circumnavigation of Ellesmere with Eric Boomer was nominated in 2012 by National Geographic as one of the world's top 10 adventures of the year, and he was also awarded Expedition of the Year by Canoe and Kayak magazine. He also received first place in print journalism by Northern Lights Awards. John Turk's most recent book is The Raven's Gift. His newest book, Crocodiles and Ice, A Journey into Deep Wild, will be released in September. Learn more about John and his work at johnturk.net. That's johnturk.net. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge. Bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local, house-made ingredients. Dining made different. View their menu and event schedule at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's Quality Rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and an upbeat alt-pop jams. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, and mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He is at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Design. Gecko Design is a great little design shop specializing in responsive results-driven web design and are proud supporters of the arts, hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The Bookstore at the University of Montana. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org.